Emma Salmon, research fellow in ODI's Growth, Poverty and Inequality Programme, working on development progress. Emma, the fourth OECD World Forum in Delhi's just finished. You were at the third OECD World Forum in Busan. Can you tell me what progress has occurred between the two?
Yes, I think that for me the most interesting and exciting thing is that in Busan people were very much presenting ideas still and projects that they'd like to undertake. And it's quite remarkable how much progress there's been over the last few years in that several of these projects have actually been realized in the form of national well-being indices and a great deal of both data work and the startings of policy influence around a well-being agenda. And so it's been very interesting and very exciting to see.
Good. And can you tell me who's been the most interesting speaker from your point of view and why that was?
I think the one that stands out most in my mind is Angus Deaton. And I think that's largely because he really interrogated a lot of the consensus. For instance, he pointed out that really we don't know anything about recent trends in global inequality because the data simply isn't good enough. He pointed out that depending on how you manipulate the data, you still can find a positive relationship between income and happiness, and so we shouldn't be too quick to dismiss the role of income either. And he pointed to the continued importance of national accounts, and so I thought that was a very useful and interesting contribution.
Okay, and there's been a lot of talk about measurement, types of measurement, different ways of measuring things. You've got a development progress paper out looking at different measurements. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the point of the paper is really to make the argument that the type of measurement that is used really does affect the results quite substantially, and it shows this. It shows how it affects country rankings of performance by comparing several popular methodologies in use, and then it illustrates that with a comparison of some Asian tigers for the 1970s and African lions for the 2000s, showing that, depending upon how you measure things, African countries often appear to do much better, despite conventional wisdom in some sense.
Emma, thank you.
Sorry.